Okay. I'm on the struggle bus today.
Are we going to tell her what things you can or can't say?
Can you guys not
You can no. say it.
But it's like, you were sick of it around the 20th time.
Don't say it or
no. Yeah.
We're all like, okay.
Now I'm actually craving. Thanks.
I'm hungry, so I want food before I want. I forgot my snacks today.
That's so funny. I'm just hungry.
If you just see like multiple orders of caviar to the front desk, don't.
Right.
Caviar?
Ew.
I said I want. Not.
No, caviar, the delivery app, you idiot.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. We got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sailor Sage.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you freaking serious?
It has already started.
From there, I will refrain, or try to at least, for the rest of the podcast.
That's
all I ask.
A lie.
If they come out every now and then, I understand. But you do it on purpose. I'm hangry right now.
Eat your macaroon.
No.
Don't eat that. Nothing will get done.
I was going to say, and over there, we have a new special guest joining the broadcast who will be a recurring cast member, I hope.
Yes, I will.
Another lovely lady here at Intercom. But let's be honest, KSW, because KSW is the S. We got the lovely Destiny.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, everyone, I am originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and I moved from New Jersey, though, stationed it there. So I moved to the lovely Seattle because it's beautiful here. My first mission ever was to Seattle, and it was love at first sight, if I do say my
say. Your first so mission?
Yeah, I was in the Air Force.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
yeah.
We got a bad house.
I don't actually think I knew this about her.
You guys didn't?
Really?
No.
Oh. Yeah, they sent a whole thing when I first started working here.
That's
and I was
right.
Like, no. Yeah. But yeah, I was in the Air Force. And so I was on, you know, like Top Gun, basically.
Uh-huh.
I always hate when people refer to that. But I actually was on the planes and all that stuff. So we flew over to SeaTac on a presidential mission just to drop off all their things. And we got time to, you know, we had time to spend here, and I loved it here.
What was the first thing you did?
Go to Pike Place at Starbucks. My inner white girl was screaming, oh my God.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Please tell me it was a pumpkin spice latte.
Of course it was a pumpkin spice latte. And I got a mug, and I got a cup.
And a picture. Yes. Like, the first Starbucks.
Tell me you were wearing Uggs.
No.
Okay, damn it. Flannel?
Not then. No, I didn't know then. I made up for it since.
Okay, you're wearing the flannel now.
How long were you in the Air Force?
4 years. I was in an enlistment. It was like, I am done.
How did you like it, though?
I did like it. I was lucky with the job I had. I remember my first day of a class, because we had to like learn our job, obviously. Yeah, so first day of class, my instructor said, the only job better than a loadmaster is a rock star and a porn star. And I was like, hell yeah, I guess I signed up for the right job. And so, so yeah, it was awesome. We get to travel like all around the world. Like, we had some hard times. Like, obviously, like, when you're loading a plane in the middle of the desert, freaking tanks, and it's windy and dusty and you're sweaty and gross. But you get to go to Germany and have 20 beers after that. So,
yeah.
What were some of the other places you got to check out?
So
Germany, obviously Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
The desert.
Where else? Honestly and truly, I am forgetting where I can and cannot say, so I'm not going to say it.
Oh, I like that. Like, I feel like she's just BSing.
Top
she just doesn't
secret.
Remember.
No, I don't.
Dude, that's so crazy.
She's been nowhere.
Yeah, nowhere.
Well, she's been to places, but if you want to know, she'll have to kill you.
Yeah, that's very true.
Exactly.
Damn, I like feel like now like I'm with a badass. Like, you could kick
she
my
is.
Ass or something.
Well, you thought that before I told you that, honey, so.
Okay, honey, I see you.
Well, then not only is she, like, she knows how to handle a plane, she knows how to handle a macaroon.
Oh.
So you actually do a lot of cool stuff for the station because you work at the front desk, but then you bring us delicious treats.
Yes.
Which sucks because I'm never here when that happens. I always get the email when I'm at home. I'm like, damn it.
I'm sorry. I'll make sure you get one sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah,
it looked delicious.
You know what's so funny? I started baking not because of the Air Force, but like, we came back after a deployment. And it was just like me and my crew. And so we were bored one day, and I got a whole bunch of bacon stuff from the commissary. And 2 years later, it's a thing, and I have my business, and I'm trying to like get it going.
Did you like
now.
Fall in love with it, kind of thing?
I always loved cooking. I was a fat kid. So like I always loved cooking and baking, and so like I for real knew I fell in love with it when I started that. I was like, you know what? I'm going for it. I want to do this for sure.
What's your business called?
Queenly Bake Shop.
Ooh, do you have like a Facebook? Is that the website?
Yeah, so the website is queenlybakeshop.com, and you can find me on Instagram at queenlybakeshop. Quite simple.
Easy. So you can check out her cool little things. What is one of your favorite things to bake? Like flavor, or whether cupcake or cake, or do you like to like build really fancy stuff? What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is cupcakes, because you can make them. You could turn them into unicorns. You could turn them into anything. And they're so little and portable. You can make it however you want. And plus, it's way easier to frost a little teeny cake than a berry cake. It's a pain in the butt, honestly.
All right, favorite flavor.
I really want a cupcake.
Oh, peanut butter jelly.
Ooh.
Yes.
Damn. Oh, they were so good.
I missed them.
I'm sorry.
Vicky and I are like, why don't you come at like 6 a.m. and bring them for us?
Yeah, so we had like a cupcake off type thing where she posted to our company like internal Facebook page being like, all right, are we gonna do peanut butter voting, chocolate or peanut butter and jelly? And I was all team PBJ, and then they didn't win.
No, they didn't, but I made sure to make them next week anyway. The peanut butter jelly ones, I must say, I have to double tap myself with that one. Like it's awesome. Yeah.
Wait, can I just say, is like a peanut butter cake and then jelly frosting, or is the jelly inside?
So it is a yellow cake, strawberry compote inside.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah. And peanut butter frosting with and then like it's also strawberries like in the mix in the middle. So.
Oh. Wasn't there like strawberry syrup on top?
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah,
and a strawberry drizzle
and a little like strawberry.
Go on Cupcake Wars. Good. That sounds amazing.
Well, ooh, you should go. Yeah. You should go on Cupcake Wars with what you got going on now, because you made us the most adorable little macaroons, and they're prepackaged in your little Queenly Bake Shop containers.
Thank you,
they're
thank just you. So cute. I'm glad you like them.
But we cannot eat these right now.
You cannot, because as
why?
Well, after moving to Seattle,
I was gonna say this is why you moved here. Yeah, it's like the only reason.
Well, it was like I was just like, well, I already like it, and we. Where else am I going to go? Like,
right?
Not like you know, it wasn't. It wasn't that hard of a decision to make. So since everything's legal here, I thought, why not combine my two favorite things, baking and baking? And
I love that.
I feel like if you had a cooking show, that's what it'd be called, Bacon and Bacon.
That's so good.
That is the name of my new blog, Thank You, Vicky.
Yes, I love it.
So I brought you guys some vanilla bean edible French macaroons. And I must say, French macaroons are one,
really good.
Are one of my favorites to make. They have been a pain in my ass. I have been trying to perfect this for like 6 months.
I was going
to
say, they look so delicate and pretty. Like, I feel like I would not attempt this because I would lose my mind.
How much weed is like in one of those?
I'm
super hard to tell.
Yeah, it's super hard to tell with that with this
so
particular
it's like, just
one.
Just take the whole thing. It's fine.
So the whole thing for sure, but I know it's for sure 25 to 35. At least that range.
So how? Okay, so
percent?
For somebody,
milligrams.
So, milligrams.
Okay. Okay, so for somebody, I don't
per
smoke.
Macaroon.
Yes.
Damn.
See, I don't smoke very often. I actually recently had like edible candies when I went and got tattooed, and I got effed up.
Yeah.
Effed up.
Best tattoo of her life.
Well, kind of, because like when I wasn't paying attention to it, I didn't feel it. But then when I would focus all my attention on it, it hurt so bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I was just like, oh, my God, it feels like you're cutting me with a jagged knife.
That's kind of.
Because most edibles that you buy in shop are about 10 milligrams.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
because Washington, Washington's like state law.
Lame.
So, Sarah, for us newbies, maybe start with a quarter.
I wouldn't say quarter. I would say half, honestly. Just take one bite.
Okay. Yep. I feel like Alice in Wonderland. Just take
her
a bite.
Face right now. She's like, oh my God.
Can I picture me like just like passed out like in my bathroom like, wow, man.
No. She's taking a bubble bath with a snorkel so she doesn't drown.
You like trying to find fish under there.
I'm like, yes, blah, blah, blah. And then you ruin another phone because you're trying to text underwater. Let's be honest, Sarah, you would do that.
Now I'm picturing this. Why does this seem so plausible? Like, I feel like this has already happened.
She'd be wearing a swimsuit.
It probably already
she would
did
be in
happen.
Her in her pajamas.
No, she would probably be in just a swimsuit top.
And forget the bottoms.
Forgot the bottoms or misplaced the bottoms whatever.
It felt so good, the breeze.
She's funny because when we went, I actually was talking to somebody about this for my birthday a couple years ago. We went skinny dipping.
Yeah, are you serious? I always wanted to do that.
It was my first time. My first and only time I've ever done it. And my buddy, He's like, I've seen you naked. I'm like, when?
Yeah,
oh,
how do you?
Oh, yeah. Skinny dipping. But I was super drunk. It was my birthday. And Sarah was also drunk.
I was drunk.
But where are you, Sarah? The one thing he points out, though, he's like, I think it's funny that when she got out of the pool, the first thing she covers up is her boobs, not the downstairs business. That's her first reaction. It's like, boobs.
I mean,
like, I just saw everything, Sarah.
Why are you talking to your friend about this? Well, and then I remember we had to hop a fence because we weren't supposed to be in the area.
While you were naked?
It was this friend, by the way.
While you were naked. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And so, hello.
That sounds like the worst.
On the fence.
Oh, my God. Oh,
God. Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, can you, like, tetanus shot for your kitty cat. I don't like that.
Yeah, that was quite the night.
That was a good night.
Yeah, it was.
I had people having sex in my room upstairs. I'm a good friend.
Really
in
your loudly. Room? Yeah. Really, gross. Really, really loudly.
To be fair, that house echoed a lot.
Interesting.
I'm a good friend. I hooked them up. I'm like, you haven't had sex in a while, and you haven't had sex in a while, and I know for a fact that you guys are each other's type.
Here's my bed.
And
I mean,
he's like, couch. I'm going to drive back to my house. I'm like, well, because we were all coming back, and I think it'd be weird to bring six people back to my house to have them on the couch where everyone could see. So I'm like, just go. Do not put your naked asses on my stuffed animals or pillows. And then whatever your naked body's touched, throw it on the ground and I will wash it in the morning.
That's a good, that's fair.
Yeah, you just lay down one blanket, cover the entire bed.
I they were drunk, so I washed all of them.
Just in case. I would wash all my animals too.
No, like I remember because I walked in while they were doing it. I'm like, I'm going to shower because we went swimming. So I went in the shower. I walked in on them and I was like, hey guys, like, hey, what's it going? And she's, you know, eating a lollipop.
I wonder what flavor was it, chocolate or vanilla?
I God hope it was not chocolate. By lollipop, I mean.
Yes, I
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we're like, asking, was it vanilla or chocolate or perhaps cappuccino?
Or maybe a ginger flavor? Or
maybe like a.
He's vanilla. She's actually a nice cocoa mocha.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Cocoa mochaccino.
Get down to get down. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like.
So now,
anyway, sorry, I'm still thinking about it.
Weird.
Anyways,
you're wishing you had joined, obviously.
So now I'm sitting here imagining your poor stuffed animals just like traumatized that you just let these.
Oh.
I walked in and I moved, like, they had thrown them off the side of the bed. I was like, cool. I'll move them out of the way.
Because I'm serious about stuffed animals. Like your stuffed animals in like are in the shower, just like, oh, what did I just witness?
What?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was nothing that they hadn't witnessed before.
Oh, fair enough.
They were, I used to keep them all in my bed, but then it's kind of creepy when you bring a guy back, you have stuffed animals on your bed, so I keep them in my closet. And I'll keep the closet
door
creepy, open.
Yeah,
like they're on a shelf, so it almost looks like they're on display.
Yeah, actually,
I have a teddy bear and a turtle right now on my bed.
See, I only have Stitch. Like, I have a Stitch stuffed animal which I hug, and then I have a like my friend gave me a Stitch. Like, it looks just like a ball, but it's a pillow of Stitch, and I use that like
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, I love Stitch.
I did not know there was a thing about you. That's so cute.
Yeah,
all right,
like, I obsessed. Love Stitch. Oh, Hannah. Like, I have like a little sticker on my car. I have a Stitch onesie. Like, everyone gets me Stitch everything.
Stitch is pretty cute and destructive. And then all wholesome. Oh, I gotta watch Lilo and Stitch again. Anyway,
it's on
go
Netflix.
Ahead.
It's on Netflix.
Yes.
Oh, note it.
Would you guys do that though? Would you guys let your homies like have sex in your bed?
I would.
You win?
No, like, and then especially after Vicky's thing, like, just throw it in the crack. I can wash in the morning. I have more sheets. I really don't care.
I feel like just go have sex in the shower.
That's
no,
so.
Because
I hate sucking
in
the shower.
It's my room. Ugh. Like, at the time, I had it was my own room and I had my own shower and bathroom.
Oh, okay. It
so
wasn't
was like,
your current place?
No, okay. It was my last place.
And then drunk people in the shower just equals disaster.
No, they were real drunk. My buddy's like, I'm going to drive back to my house. And he lived like 40 minutes north. I'm like, you're not getting into a freaking car.
God, drunk people.
We're calling you a cab. You're going back to my house. Here's my house key. But then I'm like, leave the door unlocked.
So
he did not. And so he had to run out naked and unlock the door for us.
I think I just can't relate because I don't. Do that kind of stuff.
What?
You don't
have sex at other people's houses?
No, like I just don't go out and get drunk like that. Oh. So I would don't think I would ever be in that situation.
It was weird. I was like dating my a dude. I was gonna say my friend. I was dating a dude and we were like, yeah, we'll probably like go out and drink and then we'll probably stay at his house. And I was like, cool. Can we like do it there? And he's like, no, that is so disrespectful. And I'm like,
I think what's disrespectful is if someone's like, do not do this at my house and you do it anyway.
Yeah,
that's
disrespectful.
Yeah, so like,
what if nothing is said though?
If nothing is said, well, honestly,
I feel like
I would ask. I feel like I feel like that's kind of. I don't know.
Can we do it here? And then the friend's like,
you know
why are you asking me?
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't. The friends you want.
I mean, I'm always like, yo, if you're going to do it in my house, you can do it anywhere. I don't care except for my parents' room, but just let me know so then I can wash everything I need to wash.
You know what's
That's what I say anytime anyone
comes over.
Yeah, not
the parents' room.
You know what's funny? I've never been in this situation where, like, I had extra rooms. It was always just me, like, either sneaking out of the house or going over, like the house was somebody else's house. So, like, I never...
But, like, would you do it at somebody else's house? Without asking.
Or what if it's...
Like,
I'm honestly thinking. Cause like, honestly, if it's down to the moment, yeah, probably. And I'm sitting here probably most likely already have.
And here's what we don't... Like, what? Like I was... I didn't actually
She doesn't
think,
remember, though.
I didn't think about this until recently. Like, when you're younger, you don't care where you're having sex. Like, we had sex everywhere. And we're having sex at our parents' house because we live there.
We didn't have really anywhere else to go. We had to, like, and, like, do it whenever we had a chance to. We're not sneaky, but go ahead.
Exactly. But now if you think about it, let's say for whatever reason, like, you're in between, like, hey, I need to, like, to stay at my parents' house for, like, a month between, like, leases or whatever.
Mm.
Like, would you have sex because you're technically living there? But then what if your parents are home? You used to not care if they're upstairs. But now it's, like, it feels really gross.
Really gross.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to, when, to that now.
But when you used to not care, which is so funny how, like, maybe it's we've matured or maybe it's just, like, I'm way too distracted, so I don't want to be thinking about that when it used to be like, I hope we don't get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just a maturity
level. Well, now, like,
level.
My dad and I are both, like, adults. Like, we're, like, yeah, I'm adult, right? But
what?
Yeah, I know.
With quotations, she's got a little asterisk.
When did that happen?
But it's, like, just as weird. I don't know. Like, when you're a kid and, like, your parents catch you, it's like, oh, my God. Ah! But now it'd be like, oh, my God, Dad. But I'm so sorry.
You know, like, what's like, so weird? But, like, what you and your dad talk about, I feel like, at this point, what does he not know? You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
what,
he knows everything.
Yeah, so,
I mean,
like,
I mean, it's
are
like,
you talking about, like, in normal, whatever?
Well, like, in our house when he's home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows when he's out of town, oh, anything happens.
Interesting,
happens.
Like, yeah,
he knows that, and I'll be like, you know? But, like, it's funny, because I'm kind of dating this dude now, and he is in a transition period where he's living with his parents and I'm living with my parents. And so it's so funny because I was telling him the other day, I was like, dude, I feel like we're in high school. Like, yeah. I mean,
your parents' place and my parents' place.
Yeah, but it's like, it's, you know, so we haven't been able to really, like, do it. And so we're going to a party this weekend and I'm seriously, like, planning it. I'm like, we have a code word for it. We have to, like, search out the house to see if we're going to, if
condom.
There's an upstairs or a downstairs or a, I'm sorry, what?
Condom.
Or a back door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or a
nice.
But I'm like, we have to have this code word. It's gonna be like, yo, dude, I'm like really hungry.
And Sarah's
that's
never
not
hungry.
A code word.
That's
Sarah's
the
never
worst.
Hungry.
I'm never going to any missions with you, Sarah. Jesus Christ.
No, this is why I have to plan everything for her.
Yeah.
Our code words is this whole novel. Go.
Yeah, her is code it, word would be well, like, all right, I'm ready. Let's go find a room to have sex
that,
in.
Yeah, that would be. That's why we needed to plan this because I'd be like, hey, I really want your d- like through the party. Like throughout the party. And then everyone would be like,
And then to be fair, that's something you would say normally.
That is something I would say normally. But
oh, man.
See the code word, like,
you can say
I'm
something
hungry.
Like, hey, I really want some bacon because that is something you would never say.
Are you vegetarian?
Or hey, where's the
yeah.
bacon? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she,
but she's learning to eat chicken.
Everyone,
I'm proud of her.
Everyone at the party would be like, what
Why
is
are
this
you
bitch
eating?
Talking about?
What's going on?
Oh my God, Ryan Castle has a mullet on in there.
And so, he just turned around like it's all normal.
So true story about that mullet. It's Rev's mullet, and I forgot it was in my trunk, and I found it the other day, and I brought it back. I'm like, do you want your mullet back? It looks ratty, Vicky. It looks really ratty. I'm like, I'll buy you a new one.
It looks really ratty. Like,
I mean, it's a mullet. Isn't that the look
yeah,
of
like
it?
Yeah, like I told him, yeah.
That's how it looks.
I've never seen a non-ratty mullet.
Exactly.
You think, know, Rev's kind of pulling it off,
okay,
though.
Don't.
I'm going to say, Castle looks pretty high with the mullet.
Yeah.
Don't tell Rev this. Don't tell Rev this, but... I went to give I wanted to give it to him yesterday and I forgot it and then I took some stuff out of my backseat of my car last night when I got home because I saw Beauty and the Beast. Awesome, by the way.
Oh my gosh,
I'm seeing it this Sunday, so don't
you'll
say
no, I won't
anything.
Say anything. I think you and your little sister are gonna love it because I felt like a little girl. But I walked back to my house and then this morning when I left, I realized it fell out and it was still sitting there, so it was kind of wet from the
on
morning
the
dew. Yeah, right
like
by my
the
car.
Whole night?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Nice.
So don't tell.
I don't even.
Don't tell Castle or Rev. That was on his head.
It's some hobo on Instagram with like a.
I like how a hobo has Instagram. So.
I mean, honestly,
hobos,
who like
it's
who
Seattle.
Wouldn't have a phone?
Who doesn't have a phone?
Like honestly,
I've seen hobos with nicer phones than me sometimes.
Like yep. I've seen literally a 4-year-old iPhone, and I'm not even mad about it because it's just what the age we live in. I would rather my little kid have a phone than and be able to communicate with me than to not. But
yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
has a phone.
Like when they have nicer phones than Sarah, that's funny to me.
Everyone has a nicer phone than Sarah.
Like 4-year-olds have nicer phones than me. Okay, I have a ghetto phone.
Do you have flip phone?
My 9-year-old niece has a better phone than that.
Totally 2006.
She loves it. She loves
That's
it.
That's like 2004.
By the way, this is like her third version of this phone.
So you keep, so it's not like an, all right.
It's not like she's had the same one forever. She lost one in a toilet, and then she also
lost one in a cup of vodka. It was great.
But then she also seems has to be her a dad's here. Old iPhone.
I'm saying, I'm looking at
because
the iPhone.
She does social media on there. Because
she has to. So she calls it her Instaphone. Specifically for when she's in Wi-Fi area.
You sound like my mom.
Basically, it's an iPod Touch.
Yeah. You remember those? Yeah. I'm going to say.
It looked just like an iPhone without
when
calling.
iPhones were way too expensive and the closest I can get to was the iPod Touch. Right.
Yeah. I still use my Nano.
Oh,
my
God.
To music.
You're hurting my heart, but I'm trying not to, like.
She's, this is just who she is.
So, like, you do your thing, honey.
I have to give her credit, though, because when they're like, so Sarah's going to help you with social media. I'm sitting here, I'm like,
how?
What?
Dude, I already
I'm just
got
imagining
it.
You at the house with like one of the freaking.
See, she was on accident.
Like, you know, like the telephone and things, like the really old telephone from like 1930. Yeah. Like
the Victorola, Super yeah. Music, or Victorella, or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, I already got it down. Oh, by the way, tonight, March 31st, 6 o'clock tonight, Rock Hall Party, Marysville.
Oh,
Quail,
yeah.
Quilcita
Creek Casino. God, I always F up saying that, but yeah.
Your dad does, too.
What is it?
QCC. Quail.
Quail. Cedar Creek Casino.
Everyone should go and turn up. But yeah, I'm doing social media, but like, I don't know if they have Wi-Fi or not, so I can't bring my Instaphone, but I already was like to my brother. I was like, Joe, give me your phone, and then I'm going to like log in on all of like BJ stuff and things. See, I already got it in my mind.
Sweet.
In my mind.
I'm sure they'll have like, Wi-Fi.
It might be really easier for you to just get a phone.
I know. But then like out and about and like...
She's going to drop it.
You know what you could do?
Yeah, well, I probably will flush it down the toilet. Actually, it could be too big to actually get down the toilet.
Right.
Because it's just so easy, it just slid right on in.
Tell me about it.
That's what she said.
That's what my Friday night is going to be consisting of, so I can't come to the Rock Girl Party, sorry.
Oh, of something small sliding on in? Is that what's going on?
That's unfortunate.
Ooh, I'm sorry for that.
I forgot about the small part. I just heard the sliding in part. And I was like, sweet.
We can try to upgrade small, you.
Yeah,
you
on
want.
One
the
hand.
Small, all I heard was the sliding in. Never mind. But
on
no,
one
I'm,
hand, I'm a little jealous. On the other hand, I'm not.
I don't know where exactly.
Yeah.
No, but I'm trying to. I'm going to see one of the lovely guys who work here play. It's two of them playing tomorrow. Today, actually.
Are you going to both? Who are you choosing?
I know, right? No, this is literally what I'm doing.
Who are the guys with bands, shows, where are they at? Let's give them some love.
So girls named Tomorrow. I forget where they're playing, actually.
Sure, you can find them on Facebook.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, though.
Good girls, old Tuggles Band.
Yeah, that's Tuggles Band, Girls Named Tomorrow. So I definitely want to go to that because I've been telling him, let me know where your gig is. I want to support
him. He's a sweet kid. He used to be the intern here for our morning show.
He's so sweet.
He's the best hair ever, too.
He has the best.
He looks like Jesus.
That was the best thing he could do is grow his hair out because it looks phenomenal.
And then his beard, he's gorgeous. And he's also like a wholesome person.
Jesus and Kurt Cobain had a son, that would be Tuggle.
I think my panties just evaporated.
I love it. What's the other band?
I am not too sure the name of the band, but I know Cody's in it, and I love Cody, so I'm going.
So you're doing both?
I'm trying to, but like...
Girl.
I'm trying to. I'm picking first Tuggle, though.
Because you've been bugging him.
Because he's
Jesus and Kurt Cobain.
Exactly. That's just my babe, honestly. I just like him. He's a good kid. So
Kurt Christ.
New band name.
Or Jesus Cobain.
I actually like that
Jesus
better.
Cobain.
Jesus Cobain.
That's his
Jesus
nickname.
Cobain.
Jesus Cobain.
He's Hispanic. That'd be hilarious.
Yep.
No, that does sound like a fun weekend, though.
Yeah. And I'm doing the bowling thing with Deanna on Sunday, actually.
Oh, yeah,
the mattress firm now.
Yeah.
Pajama Bowl.
They need to stop changing their name.
You know what?
Luckily, it's not my account anymore.
I am personally pissed off that the EMP is not the EMP anymore. It's called...
What?
It's called Mopop.
Mopop.
Yeah. I was very, very
Museum
upset.
Museum of Pop Culture... Something like that.
Yeah. It's called Mopop now, not EMP.
Yeah, when the F did that happen?
I don't know. Alyssa was like doing a thing because they took down a Nirvana exhibit. And she was doing a thing. She kept saying Mopop. I was like,
yeah,
what is she talking about?
This everywhere.
Yeah. And so I Googled it and I was like, wait a.
I'm like, are people saying Mohai incorrectly?
Yeah, right? That's what I thought. Or something like that.
No, Mopop is just the Museum of Pop Culture because it's not just music anymore.
Oh, so basically it's MTV now.
Basically. You got the fantasy exhibit, you got the horror exhibit, you got a lot of awesome music exhibits. There's the fat. When I went back into
exhibit. Oh
yeah.
my God.
I went in December and they had like wearable like art. And it was like,
saw, yeah.
It was like a fashion. Like it was all
that
these
was
different clothing, but
That's
it wasn't
cool.
like what you would typically wear. It was just yeah, no, it was actual art, but you just you happen to wear it.
Crazy.
And it looked phenomenal. So there's a lot of good stuff to check out there, the Sci-Fi Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense. But I think the name is a little silly.
What did they do with all the Nirvana stuff? Like, where did they send that?
When I went, it was called MoPop. It was still there.
No. Alyssa was doing like the exhibit.
Is that recent?
It ended probably. I think
a lot of their
a couple days ago
artifacts get donated by people who already have them or other museums.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that
like
there's a ton of people. Yeah, and a lot of this time it is like an actual setup where they take it from museum to museum.
Sweet. Because I literally cried the first time I walked into AMP and was like reading everything about Nirvana. Because before I even moved here or knew anything about Seattle, really, that was one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
So I came to Seattle. I'm just like hysterically crying. Just like,
cool.
I want to save you. I'm so sorry. Like, listening to the songs. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Have you gone to his hometown yet?
No, I have not.
So, like, my favorite road trip, and I've done this plenty of times, and I love it, and you can extend the road trip as well, is I go down to Aberdeen, which you only really go down to Aberdeen for two things. Okay, three. For Kurt Cobain's, you can see his house outside. Then you can go to the little park, and they have, like, a statue. But then you can go under the bridge, and you have people from all over the world right under the bridge. Like, Kurt, we love you. Love this person from Spain, France. So it's really cool. You can see all that. Then there's also the Star Wars store. Which started off as, and he recently remodeled it, he was saying, because I went back in December and checked it out. And he started off as a collection, like collector with his son, and he just started growing, and got the space to put all their collection. And his wife's like, okay, you can't be doing this anymore. So they ended up deciding to sell stuff. So it's basically a thrift store for nerdy stuff.
Cool.
Mostly Star Wars stuff. And it's pretty expensive. I went there, but he's like, half off everything today for Christmas. And I'm like, that's still kind of pricey. But I think he honestly
well, he's
really
in Aberdeen. He's got to make a
Aberdeen.
Profit somehow.
That and I think
Aberdeen, whatever
Aberdeen.
The hell it is.
Aberdeen. I think that's it's making a profit, and it's also it's the people who really care are gonna buy it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he had like four Christmas trees, and they're all different, decorated in different nerdy stuff, and it was so much fun.
What's the third reason?
Drugs.
Which that's what I thought you were going when you said Coke.
I heard Coke, and I was like, oh, Cobain. And I was like, oh,
is that,
oh, okay.
Is that where you go for Coke? I don't know.
No,
what are the best drugs in Aberdeen?
Meth.
Probably meth. Because you go to that town, it's as much fun. I like the feel of small towns, but it feels sad. There is a sadness when you go into that town, which I think is part of what it is. And when you first drive through it, it says, come as you are. It says, welcome to Aberdeen, come as you are.
Yeah.
Oh, Destiny,
don't make her cry.
Oh, no.
I can't.
I don't know.
I can't
like,
handle
I'm really
people crying.
Well, too bad. It's just that awesome.
It's just an emotion, man.
So you drive from Seattle. You drive to Seattle. You go to Aberdeen. Drive down. But take, I think, the 101 all the way down the coast.
Yep.
And then you go to Astoria, which is one of my favorite places in the world.
Cool.
Check out Goonies. Check out The Column. A lot of great restaurants.
Can
and
we do this?
See, what you should do
what are we doing here right now?
What you should do is go over to Kingston from the Edmonds Ferry.
Uh-huh.
Go over to the peninsula through Squim, Port Angeles. Keep going till you hit Forks. And then from Forks,
we're not doing Twilight.
Twilight.
No.
Destiny.
Okay,
I'm hitting Twilight. I'll meet y'all.
Are you
and,
Twilight?
Fair enough.
No, I'm like Team Edward, but like I'm
you,
not serious
not
about
to,
it.
You're not allowed to judge some
you
of my stuff then.
You seem a little serious about it.
No,
you
I promise.
A team. That is serious.
There's a poster or two or three or four.
It
in
used
your room.
To be. It used to be.
Oh,
leave
man.
Me alone. No. Like I had that. It was just a phase, Mom. Gosh. But like but no, I still want to see it. Like, cause like even watching that, I was just like, that looks beautiful. Not knowing
okay,
it
no,
was Washington.
I hear it is really beautiful.
It doesn't look anything like that.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Never mind.
Crushing dreams.
I grew up, like, my summer vacations were spent in Forks and LaPush and Mia Bay, which is one of the reasons why when I go down the coast, I always go there
See,
first.
I've never really gone
down.
Up that way, so.
Yeah. But Forks, around the time of Twilight, it actually started kind of like bustling a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like they had all their shops and stuff and there was a ton of tourists. Mm-hmm. And now there's like one shop and you like drive down the strip and there's like Twilight store closed, Twilight store closed, that's, Twilight store closed.
That's kind of scary, actually. Well, that's sad.
They were trying to capitalize on a fad, but like Twilight was
a fad.
Unfortunately, too much of a fad. Like if it was like a Star Wars thing,
yeah.
Like, hey, Harry this Potter. Is where they film Star Wars or Harry Potter or whatever. That makes more sense.
Like the Redwood Forest.
But like Twilight is... Because everyone makes fun of it.
I must say, and like not even that. How many things have you seen replicated? You know, like how many things replicated from Harry Potter? Like not very much. How many things replicated from Doctor Who? I don't even know about that show. But I've seen so many things. Teen Wolf and some show on Nickelodeon and some other book about a vampire and some teenage, it's some you know, homely girl. Yep. You know, mystic pixie dream girl, whatever, but yeah.
All right, so we're going to Seattle to...
So from Edmonds over to Kingston.
Seattle, so Edmonds, Kingston.
You drive through...
the ferry.
Yeah, so the ferry. You drive through Squim.
Okay.
And then you're going to drive through Port Angeles. And then you're going to drive around...
Is this where... But this isn't where they're stopping, though.
I mean, you can. I honestly never stop and Squim because I have family in Port Angeles, so I just keep going.
All right.
Then you go around Lake Crescent, which is a beautiful lake, and they have a ton of like little, brain fart.
I don't know, baby.
Little turnouts
mm-hmm.
where you can like take the most beautiful picture of the lake ever. And then,
I was like, what the hell's exactly. a turnout?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out.
and then you follow that. And then you're going to hit Forks. And then if you just keep following that,
mm-hmm.
it curves. And then it goes all the way down to Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
And then continues.
So angry. So,
yeah, from Aberdeen, that's Astoria, sweet. Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to mention Oregon. Oregon is, because, okay, so, like, one of my favorite bands now is Portugal the Man. So, like I realized, like, oh, this band's from Oregon. And then, like, Star Effort is another one. I was like, oh, that band's from Oregon, too. And so I'm just like, Oregon's, like, isn't like don't
have you been to Oregon?
I have not, so I was going
it's
to say
Seattle's
can we
sister.
Can we like yeah. is that one of the swoops that we got, because I want to go to Oregon now.
So, yeah, no, you do Astoria, you stay there, or you go if it's in the summertime, you go to Seaside and you go to the beach, and there's
Seaside.
Like a Seaside bunch of stores and bars and like restaurants.
You can go outside basically. Of the summertime.
I've been there too, but yeah. I loved it when I went in the summer.
It was like bustling.
Dude, yeah. 4th of July yeah. Seaside, oh, it's popping down there. It's so cool.
Because I went in like December, so that was really fun.
It was
fun.
Dead.
It was dead and cold. Yeah. And we went out, we're like, let's go walk the beach, the guy was saying
I
at the time.
That.
Oh, I got hit. We got like hail. It started hailing hard.
I love that.
All right, that Princess of good. Darkness, this is where we're going to disagree. I will go in the summer.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous in the summer. You hang out there. Seaside is about 25 minutes away from Astoria, but I love just like the little like bars and everything. I get really
that.
Drunk at a place called Mary Todd's, and every bartender I've ever met there, and there's been a couple different ones, always like kind of salty but fun, and everyone's always like you become friends with everyone at that bar, and it's always so much fun. And I always get the yucca. It's a $9 drink, but it's
what?
Pure vodka.
Oh, what did you what word did
a
you say?
Yucca.
A yucca.
Okay, so you get a mason jar.
All right, and they that's pour. Never good.
God, yeah. That's so Oregon.
Oh, it's no. Here's the reason why. They pour, I'm guessing, 2 to 3, maybe more shots of vodka.
Sweet.
Some like the juice of a whole lemon, and then a little bit of simple syrup.
Lemonade.
Yeah, but then they close the mason jar, wrap it in a clean bar towel, and then he gives it to you, he or she, and they tell you to keep shaking. You shake it until the towel just peels off because it's so cold.
Yeah, it like get the fibers get stuck to the glass. Mm-hmm. I've had.
And the more
this
you
before,
shake it,
not there.
Yeah, the more you shake it, the sweeter it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this sounds like a Harry Potter drink. I love this.
So like, good. Like I've recreated it a couple times at my house. It's so good.
Noted. What is it called? A yucca. That's
yucca.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like $9 cash only bar, and like it all
cash
drinks...
only pisses me off. I swear to God.
Nice Whoa. Job.
Wow, that was beautiful. All
right, so from Astoria and Seaside, you go down and then you hit Portland.
Mm-hmm. Oop.
We go to the strip clubs. We go get some steak and boobies.
How are strip clubs in Portland?
Way better than
yeah.
they are.
I've never been.
I'm never going
Don't
to strip club
ever
here.
Go here.
I wasn't going to.
Don't
I,
go
okay,
Washington.
So like I've been to Onyx and I've been to some of the best strip clubs.
Nice.
so I'm just like I'm not going to strip club in Seattle.
No, there's no point.
If you've been to a strip club anywhere down south,
Oh, girl.
Don't have, go to one up here.
I've been to one in Atlanta.
Girl, that's the, Atlanta and Miami. Like, Jesus Christ.
Those are like the ones that look like they're out of a movie where you're like right there being like, oh, making it rain.
And then like they're doing some acrobatics, you know, Cirque du Soleil.
The one in Vegas was dope. I don't know about like Atlanta and stuff, but like, did they have like the poles that were like, all like, the
entire
so high
and then they would just like
and they drop and they're like a foot off the ground and you're like, oh, you could have cracked your skull open.
See, like when I went to Portland back in January, we went to Kitty's on the recommendation of the guy I was seeing. He's like, I love it, this is my home. And I think the girls were more impressive in the sense of like they did like basically CrossFit and they're doing these amazing tricks and stunts, but you couldn't really touch them or like she's like, oh, I want to put it, you know, you want to be cute and you put like a $5 bill in your bra strap. She's like, we can't take money off of you. It's like, okay, fine. You go to the Acropolis.
Such a buzzkill.
Yeah, no, I want to go to like the booty shaking.
No, we go to the Acropolis. The things I've seen there,
I love it already.
I was like, oh my God. For one, you get a $10 filet mignon and it is delicious. No.
That's
seriously.
A deal.
It really is.
It's because
it started off as a steakhouse.
It was a steakhouse. So the guy who owns it.
Way to turn around your business, honey. Oh, it's failing? Right. Nope. Yeah. Not this.
No, it wasn't failing. It was, there was a law put in place about dress codes, I believe it was, and his was kind of a like, have you ever been to Joey's up here where all the girls wear like black skin tight
and they have to wear
heels,
so like,
type of a
so
thing,
so like Hooters times
kind of. Like classy
but classier.
I know, I feel you. Yeah
but so he either had to change or he had to just change his business, so he
had to go either one way or the
and
other.
And he's famous for it.
So he added some poles.
Acropolis.
He added some poles.
Oh, and then like, so the thing with it, like all the other, it was far away from.
Why does he keep doing that? I honestly have no idea what's going on. Hold on.
Anywho, though, it used to be kind of in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else really around it. So it's kind of like, okay, this is kind of seedy. But they just put in another one next to it. And I'm totally blanking on the name. I think there's two of them.
Is it Gentleman Jack's?
No, it is.
Gentleman Jack's is downtown, isn't it?
No. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been to that one. No, yeah, I have been. It was Union Jack? Union Jack. I've been to Union Jack. I went to a lot of strip clubs. But
a cup runneth over.
It was actually a lot of fun. I forget what it's called, but basically they do live sex shows with themselves.
What does that mean?
What?
Where they do stuff. They're, you know, with themselves on stage.
They're making themselves feel good in front of you.
Yes. And we were going to go there, but this is when Portland was having like the beginning of its really bad snowstorm.
So they
closed it.
You went like right before that, didn't you?
Yeah, like when I left, like my the day we left in the morning, my car was completely frozen over.
Oh,
like ice everywhere. Like I had to like chip at the ice to open my door, everything. Like, and so I managed
miss winter.
That's a big nope.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just picturing just a whole bunch of nope.
I was very impressed with myself because I'm like, I managed to drive in the ice and snow, bitches. I know what I'm doing because I was parked on a hill.
Oh.
I would have canceled that trip so quick.
I had to get back home.
She was already there.
Yeah, how do you cancel that trip? Cancel the trip home?
I had to work Monday.
So, yeah.
I was already there. Wow. Like, it wasn't snowing when I was there, when I got there. It snowed on the trip. But I had to find a way to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to turn the wheel once. I just basically took my foot off the brake and went,
oh, God.
On its own. It was pretty impressive, actually.
I would totally go to a strip club where I can't even picture it. It's like, now Vicky B is on stage and she's going to
do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, and like,
guess we'll have to go.
What you can do is just go to a porn site because
that's basically what they do.
Yeah, that's basically like
Casa Diablo. Casa Diablo. It's called Casa Diablo.
Oh, wow. Not Acropolis.
I think that might be the
vegetable. Is that what you're saying? Wait, what?
It's basically you're watching porn on stage, Sarah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But I can watch porn all the time.
But like, there are videos. There are videos online. People doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, they can have their phones?
Well, it depends.
No, it's like the strip club films it and sells it to...
Really?
Yeah.
If they have private events, they do that. Yeah, I don't think they're going to just start filming when you're hanging out there, you know?
No, my friend got kicked out of a strip club because he pulled out his phone.
No,
just,
I'm talking
like,
about the...
It's all private
I'm
events,
talking about the strip club itself is not going to start filming without letting you know.
Oh...
So it's not like I'm hanging out.
Damn,
here
it
when
just
I'm,
got tense.
Like that's what I'm trying to explain to her.
So. I'm just laughing at your face. I saw it. I saw it happening.
I know where Sarah's going.
Sarah,
and I'm
just
trying
shut
to help.
Her up.
Okay, sorry.
You're fine.
Sage should be apologizing.
That was warranted.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Just explain it to her. No, but it's called Casa Diablo. That might be the vegetarian vegan place. I don't know. I don't remember, which is hilarious. It is hilarious.
That you can't tell if it's a freaking strip club or a vegan vegetarian place.
No, there is a vegan strip club.
Oh, Jesus.
In Portland.
What does that mean?
Of course. They serve vegan food. It's fake flaming yum. Okay.
No, but yeah, the Acropolis has like 65-something taps.
Oh, yeah. What?
Like beer taps.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I don't know very much, but cool. I always like looking, seeing it. Be like, oh, cool. Look at the 65 beers I'm not going to drink.
See, I want a strip club where I can sit down and smoke a joint.
Dude, yeah. That's next. Okay,
dude,
so the
that's
only
our
thing...
business. We're going down there and we're going to have edible... We're gonna have a baker.
Honestly,
on duty.
I wanted. I'm thinking about. I'm trying to figure. I'm waiting for Washington to stop being so like, you know, tight. Yeah, with everything. So I can open up a freaking edible bakery and just cut out this whole middleman thing. Just like go straight there and pick out edibles.
Oh my god! Like yeah, no, I think we need to move to Portland, all of us.
Yeah.
And
there's
then
still laws against it.
Well, once the laws change, we have time to save up our money.
I want to hear your story. I want to move to Portland and start a new life and have a new season of Girls. Yes.
Yes, basically. Except more diverse.
But not all white women. Yeah.
Only two.
You're okay.
Oh. Black on the inside?
Wait. Yeah, but it's a different kind of black, honey.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I didn't tell you the things I saw at the strip club.
No, wait. Oh, can you?
I will try. One of the things I witnessed at the strip club for my buddy's birthday, I was very impressed with this girl. This really, really gorgeous black chick just comes out and she asks for a glass. So when you get a pitcher of beer, they give you the smaller glasses, little curvy glasses, maybe about half a pint-ish, maybe a little more than that. She asks for one and the guys give it to her. She ends up like warming it up in her hands, just blowing hot air on it. She wedges it in between her butt cheeks, dances around, gets on the pole, dances, and it's still there.
Sounds like some Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she had a nice booty.
If Kim Kardashian could do that, she would have even more money than she does now.
She broke the internet.
She was the girl like me. I was sitting with the girls. We let the boys sit on one side, us girls sat on the other, and we all put dollars in front of us, and she grabbed our hands each. She complimented me on my tattoo, and she came out and collected each dollar off of our hand with her butt cheeks.
Oh,
so it's like, isn't that weird? Like, boom! I was the last one, so she had $3, but she was doing it all the way around. So I think she had like 10 or 15 at one point.
That's
single dollar.
So funny.
That is honestly impressive.
Did
not
you
even
mad. Practice it? I feel like I would practice.
I'm going to Google. I was already picturing me YouTubing to learn how to do that.
It gets better though. She has the okay. So she goes back. She's on the pole with the glass wedged in her butt cheek. Not the dollar in the butt and the glass at the same time. So she goes up to one of our boys, and she asks for him to bring the pitcher of beer over. And he does. She tells him pour the beer into the glass, and he does. And so then she stands up on the counter, and he proceeds.
Is she on all fours?
No, she's like standing up. So imagine like this, like so we have like a counter. She's in like a kind of like a pen kind of a thing.
Yeah.
She gets up on the counter. And he drinks from the glass still in her butt cheek. No hands. He drinks like just, you know, has to kind of get down a little lower.
He was changed that day. He's going to have mixed children, all that stuff.
This is my buddy. He has a thing for the African skin ladies.
That was the best day of his life.
That sounds amazing.
And the best beer he's ever had.
This guy's actually pretty hot, so I know he sampled some ladies, but I still think that's up there.
That sounds amazing. We got to go.
That's the kind of stuff that would change your religion.
Right? Oh, I got another one that might that might make you want to wash your hands.
Oh.
I got another story.
I don't know. I want to know.
So I wasn't sitting at the counter yet because I'm still like I'm waiting on my steak. So I'm excited for my steak. I'm like, I'm gonna eat my steak, then I'm gonna sit up and watch.
She's like, girls are cool.
You can't do both at the same time. I've never been.
Well, I didn't want to keep having to move my steak.
Well, yeah.
Because like when I was at the counter, I kept moving my drink so she can get up on and do her thing. And like one girl, she kind of took offense to it. She's like, girl, why are you hiding behind your drink? And she like took my drink out of my hand and like boobs in my face, just like smushed. And I was just like, well, oh my gosh. She's like, what? I can't hear you because I'm just like, okay.
Vicky sticks her tongue out.
Oh, no, I was like not going to do that. I don't know who else has been sticking their tongue out on her.
I'd be so sweaty.
Yeah, too. I'd be like, oh, God, where's the wet nap?
Oh, my
God.
But I'm like, those boobs. Like, and then one of the girls would like gently like hit me in the face with her boobs. I'm like, they're so soft. They're like lovely little pillows.
Did you moisturize them?
Dirty
pillows.
I'm just like, okay. It felt so funny because like you never really have that if you're not a lesbian girl or
you can't really motivote yourself.
No.
My gosh, one of the rock girls, I think she can
motivate
Rachel.
Herself.
I'm so excited to meet her.
Oh my God, make her.
I saw her yesterday.
You guys don't even know.
I saw her yesterday, and then like I was.
She's really nice. I've met her.
No, like, and then she walks in, and then she was like all like,
oh, I'm here to see Eric. Oh, okay. So and then just like,
boobs.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been like talking to her, not really talking to her on Instagram, but I was like, I'm really excited to meet you tomorrow. I'm really,
you sound like a girl crush.
Creepy. I'm so excited. Why
are you so excited? Tell us.
Because if was gay, that would be, yeah.
You can still try.
Yeah. I could try to be.
No, I mean like try.
I would totally hook up with her if she was like trying feeling to.
It. Down for it.
Hey. Yeah.
I kind of want to go to the rock girl party now.
Just to see if she can make it happen.
Yeah.
You got to try to make it happen now.
I can't. Yep. Rachel, what's up?
I love it. I love it.
You guys want to hear a gross one?
Oh, yeah. Yes. The wash your hands one.
Oh, yeah. So I'm eating my steak.
Oh,
I'm watching.
That wasn't the wash your hands one?
No. That was actually impressive as hell.
Yeah, no, I love that.
I'd wash my face.
No, like I love boobies in my face. It wasn't like it was something else in my face.
Oh God, I hate male strip clubs. Male strip clubs scare me.
I've only been to one and it was fun. But I'm sitting aside, so I'm not there, but I'm watching this all happen. One old guy was sitting there the entire time, and apparently it's his birthday. So the stripper comes out, and like I love it when they do their hair and makeup and stuff. This girl, like, she had a really nice body and everything, but she looked like she was like happened to be naked while she was cleaning her house, because she had like a really not even a cute messy bun. It was just like, let me just get my hair out of the way kind of bun. I'm like, okay. And then she wasn't wearing a whole lot of makeup, so it really looked like you're just cleaning the house naked.
She should have just put a bag on her face
a little bit.
Yeah.
So it kind of took away from that element. Not saying like she wasn't unattractive, but it took away from that feeling. It felt like out of place.
I feel you.
So it's his birthday. She finds a match, lights it, puts it somewhere.
She puts it in her
yep. And legs spread eagle, and everyone sings happy birthday to the gentleman, and he blows the candle out. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, is that happening? The day before we went to that strip club, she's like, we can't take the dollars off of you. And in this place, I'm like, oh my God. Actually, the same girl with the glass earlier, the gal who did the glass thing, she put a dollar. She laid down kind of on the counter, and she had a dollar on her hoo-ha. And let's just say, a gust of wind made it go, whoof. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, that is impressive, and I'm scared.
Wait, like someone...
She...
Yes!
Oh!
That is not attractive.
Could you hear it?
No, you just saw the dollar just go, like, it was like, no. Well, to be fair, it was on the other side of the bar. But it really much went like...
Honestly, so first of all...
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to the dollar bill, too.
So who sat there and just like, what am I going to do for my act today? You know what? I'm going to...
It's so funny.
A match in my hoo-ha. Second of all, it should have been a candle.
It was a candle.
It was a match.
Oh.
I think because...
You said candle.
Well, no, I said blow the candle out to imply.
Oh,
yeah.
But it was a match because I think the candle would drip wax.
That's
yeah,
fine.
But still
worth
a match.
It.
Oh, God, I can't even...
It's so
and
close.
Having everybody sing happy birthday.
And
like,
as it's,
that,
thank you, drunk people.
I know what I'm doing for my birthday this year, guys.
We're going to Portland?
Yeah,
I'm not blowing out nothing.
I am trying to blow out a match from a stripper's.
That's sweet. When is your birthday?
December.
I'm not going there.
Should I do it for my half birthday?
Yes.
June?
Yes.
Down.
Yes. Half birthday. Because my birthday is in January, so I've always... And I always wanted a pool party. And so now that I know half birthdays are a thing, I'm just going to...
Yeah, do a half birthday, dude.
Pool
July,
party.
That's perfect.
Pool party.
Woo-woo.
Yeah. Skinny dipping, maybe. I
strippers,
don't know.
Yes.
Let's just plan a trip in, like, July or something. Let's just go to Portland and celebrate everyone's birthday.
Let's do it. Catch a show down there. I'm pretty sure somebody will.
Let's not do it in July because we're moving buildings in July.
Let's do it in July because we're moving buildings in July.
Let's do it after we move buildings.
Well, we have 4th of July. Screw family. Let's go.
Oh, I literally...
Who the hell spells 4th of July? Smells?
What?
Stays?
Huh?
Who celebrates?
Spends.
Thank you.
Dude, did you have a stroke?
4th of July. Hey, people have asked me that before.
It's because of her face.
You can't just ask people why they're white. That's what you sounded like just now. I'm just like...
Spends 4th of July with their family, though.
Honestly, nobody that I know.
I used to.
I mean, like after 12.
Kid, yeah.
After 12, no.
After 18, no.
I'm sorry.
Kind of,
yeah, same.
Year. Just kidding.
Man.
But no, the whole family thing is a non-existent. So I am here for...
The party.
To party.
I love it. We'll have to plan it eventually.
Wait, when did you move here really quick?
I got to Washington. It's going to be a year, April 10th.
Woo!
Yeah, April 10th, and then I moved to Seattle in August, so whichever one.
Nice. But you've been in our beautiful
into Washington state. Since April 4th, almost a year. I think I'm doing pretty good, actually. I just realized, damn, it's been almost a year.
You've got a lot done. With some great people.
Yes,
some filthy people.
Ding. Yes,
we're
I know.
All disgusting.
I have never been so happy to be like when I first came here. I was like, oh my gosh, I could be around weirdos, and I did not realize just how freaking weird you guys are.
Oh, it gets weird.
I love
down
it.
This hallway.
I love it.
This
I know.
Hallway is the weirdest.
Oh,
every
yeah.
Time, yeah. Yeah. Every time I walk by to do coffee, it's a freaking circus back here. Like, it's nuts back here all the time. Yeah. Just compared to, like sales.
I love it when I'm like sitting there just looking like a total like grubby like teenager, just the way
dude,
I'm dressed in my hoodies and stuff.
You see
in the
somebody
sales.
In a full suit, you're just like,
and I'm like, hey buddy. And it was funny because I had a guy in a full suit I bumped into. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to get out of your way. He's like, oh, we got to make way for the talent. I'm like, who the hell are you calling talent?
I mean, like you, the
annoying little kid running around. He's like, you're not annoying. I'm like, you don't have to kiss my ass.
Or like when we like give each other piggyback rides, and then you like run through the sales office, and I'm like,
Your dad was over in the sales department today.
I'm so sorry. He was
and
on one.
He
today.
Always does that, and
what
it's
happened?
The funniest thing.
He like starts stretching, and then he starts like talking to everyone.
Yeah,
and, like
he comes
so
in and
distracted.
He's like, good morning, everyone. And I'm just like, geez, okay, take
no.
it down a notch.
Just no.
I don't know what the hell. We should have fed him one of these macaroons this morning because he was losing his goddamn mind.
Dude,
today.
Oh, that's what you guys are talking about? Oh,
because
man.
Because today he came over and he was talking
Does he
about.
Eat these?
He should.
He should.
I have extra. I'm listening though.
But he
y'all sound concerned.
He was talking about how bad he looks when he gets out of the shower and how his wife doesn't want to look at him when he gets out of the shower. And we were like, dude.
We don't
no
want to think about that.
To look at
we
you,
don't, we
ever.
Don't need to know this. I love you, BJ, but no, we don't.
I think they some okay. Like that's I feel like sometimes Thrill forgets like they forget they're not like on the radio at that very moment. So sometimes I'll be in the elevator with Thrill and he'll just be screaming curse words and I'll be like, yeah, totally. He's like to the other people in the elevator.
Oh,
stuff
I love
like.
It.
Dude, I love it. But sometimes I just feel like he just takes his personality wherever.
Yeah.
Just like BJ. Yeah.
Yeah,
wherever
BJ
they go.
Like that a lot. Yeah. And sometimes he comes off air and comes in here, and he is like, it sounds like he's like screaming. And I'm like, simmer down. Just
you're like, this is half the size of that studio.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit. Shush, little BJ. It's okay.
I do got one more thing. I do want to talk about. Speaking of traveling. And I found this and I'm like, I really want to try this sometime. It's a travel company that plans your entire vacation, but it does not tell you the location until you get there.
Mm-hmm. I really want
to
try this.
I would love that, but I swear to God, I would end up like in Baltimore or like, yeah. like or like back
I
in New Jersey.
Probably,
like somewhere where I've already been and like lived. I'd be so mad about
well,
it.
Like,
well,
like here's the
thing. They take a survey though.
Yeah, see, it's called Pack Up and Go.
Sweet, okay then.
So
sweet.
You fill out a questionnaire and it goes through things like what you like, your budget range, and then they do the rest of the work and they reserve your plane ticket and book your hotel and they even create a pre-planned itinerary for a 3-day weekend.
I love that because oh, I can cool. I never know what to do ever.
Yeah.
Right. I love that.
I'll just end up staying in the hotel room because I'll get anxious.
But the company
bring out vape pen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, darling. Sorry.
Oh, the company provides a list of things to pack so you're prepared as well.
Who thought of this? I love this.
Yeah, it's a gal named Lillian Rafson, actually. She planned it when she was traveling through Europe when she was 23, apparently. And so, yeah, you get a sealed envelope and then you can, most people wait till they're at the airport to open it up to see where they arrive. But most trips are about 3 days, 2 nights. They try to pair you with a destination that's about 4 hours from where you live. So either driving or flying. So you can do a road trip. And it's like that way you don't waste half your weekend just traveling. They aim to kind of send people to parts of the U.S. they might not venture alone. And the road trips start about $450 a person, while the flights start about $650.
That's not bad.
So when are we doing it? Let's go. That sounds awesome. It's perfect.
Like this would be so out of my comfort zone. I mean, just like not knowing. I'm so anal, and I like knowing everything, and
I know I'm such a planner.
And so yeah, and for like I'd be like. We don't even know where we're going.
Yeah,
like,
no, I think that's perfect. Yeah, because I overthink.
Yeah. Like tonight, I'm taking my dad and my little sister to the Sounders game, but they're going to meet me at the stadium, and I've got no idea what time that's happening, and I've been anxious about it since I woke up.
I feel
eat
you.
The macaroon.
I can't. Well,
not yet. Later.
I'm not going to get stoned in front of my little sister.
No,
she won't even know.
She won't.
Yeah, she will. I'm not a functioning stoner. Okay. My dad will know. Oh, and then that will cause issues.
This game is so good.
It's like me getting tattooed. It's like, how much money do I need to give you? I can't count to 250.
Help me.
I honestly have not gotten a tattoo in a while. And I just now realized, and I guess because I'm wearing, I can see my skin and you know, short sleeves again. I was like,
have you not gotten one in Seattle yet?
Yeah. I'm just like, how have I not gotten that? Yeah.
Guess what we get to do.
I'm totally here for it. I got to finish my sleeve. So it'll be easy for me to figure out what I want next. So like, yeah. What's a good place? There's quite a few places here.
She's got an artist that she goes to, and I've got an artist that I go to.
Oh, sweet.
I go Travis Broyles. He's up, he has his own shop, Night Owl Tattoo, up in Everett.
Mm-hmm.
I hear good things from Artful Dodger. It's like right up the street from here.
Yeah, I saw that one. Mm-hmm. I love black and white, black work.
Yeah, it looks really awesome on you.
And then my artist is Dustin Bogue at Project Tattoo in Mount Lake Terrace.
I've heard about that too.
Yeah, he did my Space Needle, my thigh piece.
I love that. That's all up my alley. Yay! Looks like I'm getting a tattoo.
And I'm naked and boring and have no tattoo artist.
You know what's so weird now? Well, maybe it's just me and my thinking, and I'm just so debauched. Like, people who don't smoke weed and don't have tattoos, I'm just like,
who are you?
How do you have fun?
Yeah, no.
Do you have fun? Like,
that's so me. Too.
No. Not even like that. When before like it was the opposite. Cool. Like it was the opposite. Like you didn't show people your tattoos, and
yeah,
like you
like frowned upon.
Yeah. So now I'm it's so funny. Just like Danny told me he never did a drug, and I had like an accident, like a crisis in the front desk.
Her face like dropped, and she just like stared at him in silence. And we're all like, "You're judging, aren't you?"
No, I wasn't judging.
Because like, no, I'm processing this information.
Who
I'm,
said that?
Danny. He's never done a drug.
Not even marijuana.
Ever.
Yeah, he's never done any drug.
One. By the way, where did you get your product for the macaroons?
The Queen Lee Bake Shop.
Queen Lee. So I use Dama oil because the oil, you can integrate it into anything so easily without it, you know, getting too messed up. So yeah, Dama oil. And my friend's website, damawashington.com. That is D-A-M-A. He has really awesome products, as you guys will taste.
Is it just like a straight oil, or is it like coconut oil, or
just a straight BHO? If I think
so, it's a concentrate.
Yeah, concentrate. That's what I mean. Yeah.
And by the way, it occurred to me, Queen Lee is Queen L-Y, not Queen and L-E-E, because I can see Sarah's face.
It's all one word.
Queen Lee.
I can see her like looking at it, just like
E-E-N-L-Y.
Yes.
So Queen Lee, like a queen like royalty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like you.
Got a cute little bee right there.
Yeah.
And then speaking of cannabis, I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm. When aren't you excited about cannabis?
I'm always excited about cannabis, but April is one of my favorite months, not just because my half birthday is in April and I celebrate that crap, but
noted.
420.
Ooh. It's the most wonderful time.
Exactly.
What day does 420 fall on?
Oh,
I think
I was going to say on the 20th.
It would be.
I may be dumb, but I ain't that dumb.
I was like, Sarah.
It's so the Dope Cup is on the 23rd, and that's a Sunday, so it would be a Thursday. Yeah. So
yeah, just take Friday off, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Be worth it, man.
But so on the 23rd is the Dope Cup, which I'm super excited about.
What the hell?
What exactly is the Dope Cup?
Okay.
I think it sounds dope.
So glad you asked.
I know. Super glad you asked because I'm super excited to go.
Woo.
So have you guys ever heard of the Cannabis Cup? It's held in Colorado.
Mm.
So it's kind of like that, but for me, it feels a little bit more less stoner and a little bit more craft.
Okay.
But basically, it's just like an awards kind of show. They give out awards and accolades for, you know, the best strain or the best new strain, all that kind of stuff.
I love Seattle so much.
Do they have like a baking off?
I don't know about that.
Because that'd be so cool, like the best tasting weed brownie, the best tasting weed macaroon.
I think I'm going to evolve to that. Like you said, as soon as Washington, as soon as the rest of the world eases into this whole, hey, you can smoke weed and we're okay.
Yeah.
like things will lesser to that. So very soon.
Yeah.
Is this the first dope?
Whatever? No, I think they've had a couple before. I know they had one last year that I wanted to go to, which is why I'm super excited to go this year.
Yeah.
So excited.
Do you have tickets already? How do we go? Can I go right now? Like,
yeah. So it's actually, you can go on the website and you can RSVP. It's free to the public.
Sweet.
It's down in Soto at, it's called Soto Lot. It's at Dockside Cannabis. It's at 4 p.m. on 4/23.
Nice. You are ready to go.
Exactly. I'm super jazzed
on
about
her
it.
Calendar, all the calendars.
Yeah, it's on every
period calendar.
But yeah, Jesus. So you awesome. Can RSVP, and then it's basically like a first come, first serve, you stand in line type of thing. But they also have VIP tickets, which is what I have, and I'm super excited.
Do you have, can anybody get VIP? Or,
yeah, anybody can get VIP. Sweet. You just go to the website. It's only $50.
That's not even bad.
Which is fantastic for a VIP, because normally VIP is like 75 and up.
Yeah. What does it get you, though?
You get like a swag bag from a lot of their vendors.
Cool.
There's a separate entrance. Yeah. There's a separate like roped off VIP area.
Ew.
I think they're like, I don't know.
You probably get to go to the lines faster.
Or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, because there's a separate entrance.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't have to go through a line.
There's a VIP entrance. So you don't have to stand in.
So I'm getting my ticket and I'm going with you. That
Hell
sounds
yeah.
dope. No, yeah, I'm totally going to this. Yeah. It sounds amazing. Well, I've never heard about
you
this.
You guys have to take lots of pictures and videos. And
for yeah, sure. Definitely. I'm super excited. 4/23.
Yeah. Yeah.
Videos of your progression through.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And then I actually have a few.
So much. Go ahead.
Yeah. I actually have a few friends that have entered in because I've got some, you know, grower friends.
Ooh.
So they've entered
it's
into
Washington.
It.
Yeah. Got some friends in high places. Girl.
Exactly.
I see what you did there.
So if any other listeners that we have are growers or processors, enter into this because it's going to be so much fun.
And if all you right. see Sage, say hi.
Yeah, exactly. Say hi to me. But yeah, you can go to it is dopecup.dopemagazine.com.
Nice.
And it's got all, it's kind of like a their poster for it this year, like their theme looks like old school 8-bit Mario.
Love
I
it.
Love it.
It's so awesome.
I'm cool. totally going. Yeah. I'm already.
Super
I love it.
Excited.
Time for the marijuanas.
Yes.
Anyway, I think it's a good ending place.
Awesome.
Thank you, Destiny, for joining us.
Yay!
We hope that you will be participating and hanging out with us more yes. often.
This was amazing. Now you guys cannot get rid of me because I love it.
She's hooked. She's hooked on the podcasting.
I am.
What have
it.
We done?
It's super addicting.
I love it.
But yeah, we planned out what's probably the best road trip in Washington that's on the West Coast.
Yes.
And Oregon. Mm-hmm. And we might have to make plans to go to this strip club.
Oh, definitely making plans. That was already in.
Yes, this is for sure happening.
I want to blow out a candle.
And now I got a date to Dope Cup.
Yes, woo! You do have a date. Woo! I'm all so right. excited.
Thank you guys for listening to the broadcast. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.